This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
For Keep It Moving here on the Brett Maga Show, we put 2 minutes on the clock and I read headlines for the next 2 minutes. And Hannah tells me either keep it moving or tell me more details because the headline interests her. Which years will you look back on and consider it the best of your life?
Ooh, which ones?
You're in it right now.
Oh, yeah?
The 20s. Yeah, they polled people which decade. And 22% of the vote was your 20s. Then it was the 30s, 40s, and 50s coming at like one of the lowest. Teens and tweens were actually the bottom of the bottom. Like, everyone hated the teenage years. I was surprised the 20s. Like, you have your most freedom and probably financial.
It's also the most confusing, though.
Yeah. Right. I do think there's a lot of freedom with friends, and you probably have your most financial freedom because you don't have kids and weighing you down and a mortgage and all that stuff. So I think the 30s are tough, but I feel like I've always heard people figure it out in their 40s.
Yeah, right.
Like, kids are a little bit older. You're a little bit more.
You were hoping you had something to look forward to.
Yeah, I was really trying. When I read that it didn't do well.
What do you mean this is third?
Yeah, I was like, what the hell? That sucks.
I'm way on the back end, sir. No.
Well, it's not. Damn. Okay, well, all right. I really was cheering for that. Okay, does anyone even care about the Thanksgiving Day parade?
Yes, me. I do.
Yeah, all-time record and ratings. After 99 years, 34 million people watched it. It's the biggest combined audience with ratings and streaming all combined. Everyone was into the Thanksgiving Day parade.
I'm glad you guys finally listened to me and joined the Thanksgiving parade train.
This guy's insane pizza order for his pregnant wife is going viral.
Oh, gosh, what was on it?
Oh, my God, I don't know if I have enough time. All right. Triple pepperoni, extra cheese, banana peppers, light jalapenos, half chicken, half mushroom, half caramelized onion, half olives. Hold on, I got to go to the next page.
Oh, my gosh.
Light sauce. Some people are reacting like, oh, my God, I'm pregnant, and this sounds amazing. This pizza sounds fire. Some people are like, this is insane. The other person said, yo, man, no, it doesn't specify which half is which. Like, what am I supposed to do with the half chicken, half mushrooms? Does it go on the one side or not? Like,
maybe she meant like just like half serving. Like, she only wanted a little bit of those things.
There's confusion. They like said they told the guy, "Get it together, man. You're gonna screw it up for
her."
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
I didn't think it was possible for AB to know anyone else in her life that wasn't engaged or married. I feel like you are living the wedding season era of your life.
Yes, I am.
Everyone in AV's life is getting engaged or married, and apparently over Thanksgiving, there was another engagement, but this time, your blood started to boil. What happened?
Yes, so my friend Molly, who I've been friends with for like 10-plus years, went to high school with her. Her engagement had been set for this specific weekend, this specific Saturday, for months. And it was going to be the proposal during the day and then the engagement party at night with like all of her friends and family and everything. Unfortunately, her dad went into the hospital a couple days before that date unexpectedly. He's going to be okay. He's just having complications with his knee surgery. But the doctor said, you're going to be in the hospital for about a week. And that meant he would have missed the proposal and the party. So Molly's mom pulled the doctor aside into the hallway and was like, hey, so my daughter has her engagement party this weekend. Is there any way we can get him home in time for that party? And the doctor was like, I'll get back to you. We'll figure it out. Doctor leaves, comes back.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He's in the doctor's in the room in front of Molly, her boyfriend, Molly's entire family.
No.
He goes, "Which one of you guys is the one with the engagement party this weekend?"
Oh. Did he really?
Oh.
Damn.
And the whole room goes silent. Like nobody knew what to say. And the first person.
Yeah, who spoke up?
The first person to say something was Molly's boyfriend. He looks at Molly and he just goes, "You didn't hear that."
Oh my god.
But of course Molly's texting me and like our whole little group chat being like you'll never freaking believe what just happened.
That's
Wow.
But I got to ask, did they move? Did he get out?
Yeah.
He didn't get out.
He didn't?
Oh, no. So the proposal.
This doctor couldn't even get him out.
Yeah. So this doctor sucks.
So
this is the first part of the proposal going wrong, but this is not even what made my blood boil. This isn't even the bad part.
Oh, what? This isn't the part that pissed you off?
No.
Oh, wow.
What?
I think it's... Okay. All right. Let's find out why your blood was boiling. What else could go wrong with this engagement besides the doctor ruining it? We'll find out why in 3 minutes on the Brett Maga Show. Now, AB has me curious what made her blood boil because she was telling us that one of her best friends got engaged. I can't believe there's another one.
Right.
And she said, "This time my blood was boiling," and we thought maybe it was because the doctor had spoiled the engagement, the surprise engagement. It sounds like the girl was going to get proposed to. Dad was in the hospital. Doctor says, "Hey, you're not going to make it for the big engagement party. Sorry." Looked right at her daughter, like his daughter, saying, "Sorry, Dad's not going to be there," and spoiled it. Thought that was what was going to make your blood boil, but it wasn't?
It wasn't. So that was a few days before the engagement that it got ruined. The day of the engagement, we all are getting to this pavilion in the park, and it's Molly's boyfriend's family setting up, you know, the blanket and the wine and the present he had for making it all look pretty.
Classic.
Yes. Me and my other friend are there to take pictures and videos of the whole thing. So, of course, we're tracking Molly on Find My Friends, seeing how far away she is. We see she's about 5 minutes away. So we all start going to our hiding spots around the corners, like in these bushes, and we see a huge bus pull up. And this is what we saw coming out of the bus.
Okay, one with a suit. Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh, is a wedding coming? Shut up. That's totally a wedding. What do we do?
Wait, a wedding was coming?
An entire wedding party was getting out of this bus.
Like to take pictures where you guys were at?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, which is honestly worst case scenario. So Molly's minutes away. We start panicking. There's all these guys in suits getting out of the bus ready to take pictures. And we spot the wedding videographer walking pretty quickly to the exact spot where all of the proposal stuff is set up at. So we go up to this man, and my friend is trying to explain the situation to him. You know, this proposal is happening. She's minutes away. Can you just give us like 10, 15 minutes to, you know, go through with this whole thing? The way this man treated us is insane. And I had, this is part of the conversation of the way he was talking to us.
Okay, wow, okay.
Yeah.
Is this about to happen?
Cool.
In like 10 minutes, is there any way we could just do that really quick?
I mean, did you rent it?
No.
Oh, no.
Seriously?
So he's like, "Did you rent it out?" We're like, "No." He just is like, "Oh, sucks." Keeps walking right by us to exactly where all the proposal stuff is set up. And he's also smiling. He was smiling, like shutting us down, like he was really enjoying doing this. Everyone has to go to our Instagram. We posted his face is on our Instagram.
I want to punch this guy.
Because you can, this video. You can like truly see how disrespectful he is in the video. And I don't feel like I've honestly ever been disrespected like this to my face. Maybe
really?
Ever. Yes, because he just completely disregarded us. He didn't stop. Like, he didn't even stop when we were talking to him.
He'd be
like,
"Hey, we need this area too."
Yes.
Like, how long do you guys need it for? Because we got to keep the, you know, the show on the road for the bride.
He was honestly like, I hate to assume this, I don't think he would have treated me like that if I was a man.
Really?
I think he saw us as children because we look younger than we are. So he's probably like, "Oh, these young girls, you know, whatever. Like, I'm the videographer here." So we're panicking, don't know what to do. And I spot the photographer because he was the videographer. I spot the photographer a little ways away and she walks over. Thank God it was a female. And she goes, Tony, get over here. Stop being so rude. And then she looked at me and my friend and she was like, don't worry. You guys will get your moment.
Oh,
and she
wow.
was the one that had to come save the day. Like, he would not have listened to us.
What happened to the big bridal party while this moment happened? Did they go and
so
just wait
she
and
had
watch
them,
for
it was snowing out. It was very, very cold. So she had them all wait in the bus for like 10 minutes.
Oh, what a queen.
So then my friend comes up. The proposal happens. As it's happening, though, like, the videographer was creeping up closer and closer the entire time. Like, even during the proposal.
Like, your time is up. Your time is up.
Even during the proposal, like, Molly looked around and was like, do we need to go somewhere else? Like, I felt so bad. It ended up being fine, and they got to have their moment, but he is
insane.
Did
the bridal party clap for you guys?
They did, actually. After the proposal, they were all, like, walking up, and then they started clapping. The bride, she was good with it. Everybody was good with it. It was just this man.
It was Tony.
Tony.
Yeah. I'm not saying this so you can go leave hate, but I am saying this because no one should be using him to film their weddings.
You felt like he was that
rude.
He doesn't love love.
Like, oh my gosh. Get your act together.
I do think that sometimes you have to do whatever the bride wants to do. Like, that, our videographer and our photographer said, you, on your wedding day, you don't be the D, you don't be the a-holes. I'll tell people, hey, this is what photos we're doing, this is what we're not doing. I'll keep your time. You just enjoy your time. If the bride was cool with it, the bride is cool with it. The bride's like, hey, I got to go somewhere. Then there needs to be a conversation. But if the bride was cool with it, why does Tony care so much?
And there was a respectful way to do it. He could have stopped to have a conversation with us. He just walked right past.
Like, you guys need to see the video of this man. Once again, it's posted on our Instagram story so you can see. I didn't really fully click to me until I saw this video. He's like
just
visually
super
mocking you.
Yes.
Yeah. Just being disrespectful.
Yes.
Yeah. All you do is have a conversation, because I guarantee they didn't have it booked either.
I know, and that's what I'm so curious about.
Because you didn't ask that question, Big. Like, did you book it?
I know, because I was worried.
Because then
it should
be
like, yeah,
then you would have lost. But if he didn't, then you could be like, cool, we're going to be here for the next hour.
Right.
Yes.
Because I like already staked my claim.
Right.
If they did book it, then you're kind of screwed. But at least, like, Tony has a point then, because you're like, all right, then I'll move. But if you don't, cool, bro, I'm going to eat this whole picnic one piece of cheese at a time.
Literally, yeah.
December 1st, it is finally here, the last day, the last month of the year. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Ariana Grande has been getting hit really hard online recently about her appearance. I'll let you know her response to all of it next.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood, a hashtag, baby. Ready, so here we go.
So Ariana Grande recently reposted and resurfaced an old interview of hers that she did a couple years ago, where she discusses like body image issues and how people should not be commenting on other people's bodies or appearances.
I think we should be gentler and less comfortable commenting on people's bodies, no matter what. If you think you're saying something good or well-intentioned, whatever it is, healthy, unhealthy, big, small, this, that, sexy, not sexy, I don't... We just shouldn't.
So the reason that she reposted this interview is because she's just been getting like hit really, really hard online about her appearance recently. It kind of all started when everything with Wicked for Good, like the press tours and everything started coming out. People started commenting a lot on her body. So she reposted that interview and captioned it, friendly reminder.
I'm glad that she said it before. I'm glad she's saying it now.
Mm-hmm.
One of the other reminders that she said, I think is so true, is that people always say like they have pure intentions. Like, oh, I'm just concerned about your health, Ari. You're losing weight. You look really thin. And the other thing is, people always seem to think that like thin means healthy or whatever it is.
Right.
And that like they're never going to get any grief. Like, oh, like, oh, it's just as bad when you comment on someone losing weight and you count on their obesity and just leave their bodies alone and whatever they're dealing with. And so I do think that Ariana Grande is like, man, I'm getting skinny shamed and you're acting like you're worried about me. You're not my friend. Like, you're not going to do anything that like for any pure intentions. It is just messes with my head and it's just terrible and it sucks. And I'm glad she said everything she said. She said it perfectly.
You know, it's weird though, because I personally feel that the entire cast looks like they need a sandwich. I mean,
all of them look
a little thinner than
they all commented on that because so many people have said them. They said it was the grueling schedule, what it was like to be part of this shooting it. And so they all felt like they lost weight. But I also feel like it is really, really hard to be in the public persona all the time and being criticized for your singing, being criticized for your acting. That's one thing. And then now people are criticizing your weight. Like, oh my God, it's like, it's crazy.
Yeah, that interview that Ariana reposted, I listened to quite a bit of it, and it is a pretty good interview. Like, she talks a lot about, like, you know, people's perceptions of healthy are very, very different.
Yeah.
So what you think might look healthy actually isn't healthy for other people. So I think that was a really good mindset and a great thing for her to repost right now.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby, it's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Megaminds.
All right, Megamind question of the day here on the Brett Mega Show. In a recent survey that asked people, what is the most stressful thing you've ever experienced? This was the number one answer.
I'm going to say buying a house.
Buying a house.
I feel like that's so complicated.
All right, Kevin?
I think it's the loss of a loved one.
That's what I was going to say.
Let's get stressed out. It's the last month of the year.
I'm going to say having your first kid.
All very good answers. And good.
You don't know what you're doing yet?
Yeah, thinking on the fly. Someone got it correct. Maybe it was AB.
Oh.
In a recent survey, people asked, what is the most stressful thing you've ever experienced? It's either having your first kid, becoming a parent. It is either buying or selling your first house, or it is a loss of a loved one. I'll tell you who got it right next.
Megaminds.
All right, now that we're in the last month of the year, holidays are upon us. Let's talk about stress. In a recent survey, they asked people, what is the most stressful thing you've ever experienced? And the number one answer, someone got it. Hannah, yours was?
I said buying a house.
Kevin?
I said death of a loved one.
And I said having your first kid.
It's buying or selling a house, guys.
Wow.
Most stressful thing that anyone's ever experienced. People said that is the number one answer. The final season of Stranger Things is finally here. After what felt like we were waiting forever, we had the final season of Stranger Things, and it's the show that everyone is talking about. And so Kevin and AB watch more TV than any other human on the planet, humans on the planet. They both just watch everything. Have both seen Stranger Things. Kevin and AB, like, very different type of TV, though. And I feel like come from very different generations and will experience Stranger Things very differently. So I've asked both of them privately and secretly to recap Stranger Things final season and or the first half of the final season, Stranger Things fanatics, in three words. No more words. Just recap it in three words. How would you describe Stranger Things? Hannah and I will guess whose three words are whose. All right, let's hear the words they chose to recap.
Okay, the first person, we don't know who, described Stranger Things as surprising, aged, and memory.
Surprising, aged, memory. All right. Why are you laughing?
The next, the words are just, the descriptions are so different. The other person said gay, confusing, Ozempic.
Wow, very different experience.
Very different.
Uh-huh. I think it's obvious which one is which, though.
Okay,
it's very obvious.
For me, it's not, because it depends what type of mood Kevin's in.
Yes, it does.
It depends what type of mood Kevin
is
in.
If Kevin's in a gay mood or not?
it just depends on what describing mood he's in, because he loves to throw around Ozempic.
or is it an Ozempic mood?
I do.
No, I think AB is clearly gay, confusing, and Ozempic. And the gay and Ozempic could be either one, but it's confusing. I know for a fact AB is probably so lost.
AB gets confused a lot.
She is always confused. Somehow she is always confused. So I think confusing has got to be AB. And Kevin, I think, is surprising.
Aged memory?
Yeah.
I disagree. I think Kevin said gay, confusing, Ozempic.
All right. Which one? How would you describe
Kevin? How would I describe it? I would say it's surprising, aged, and memory. That's what I would say.
Okay.
I understand.
Why? Explain to me why you would say those things about this final season.
It was surprising because they gave somebody some powers that Eleven had.
Oh, wow.
That I thought was like, oh,
didn't see that coming.
Didn't see that coming. That's cool.
After all these years later.
And they always do a great throwback to where the Duffer Brothers, who are the writers and directors of the show, where they filmed stuff when these guys actually were kids to put in later episodes, and they have a scene with this character, and you're just like, oh, that was awesome.
That's actually CGI'd.
No way.
I've done my research. They really? Like CGI that. Yeah.
Because I was going to say, now I know why you were confused. They've been looking at AP as the one who's clarified
that was CGI. No way, because they did that with 11.
That was CGI.
That was CGI.
Yes, it's crazy.
Kevin amazing. Just, it
looks,
just
it looks completely real.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, okay, Amy, why are you confused?
So, there's my memory.
Is there a lot of gays?
All right, number one, it's gay. Spoiler alert, if anybody hasn't watched it, one of the characters is like slowly coming out. And a speech that he's given about accepting yourself and blah, blah, blah is the speech that he receives that he all of a sudden gets the powers.
Yep.
So his gayness is like saving everybody
wow.
in the town.
Okay.
Number two,
for the win.
Confusing.
Okay.
What the heck is going on?
I don't even
remember watching the last season. So, and it's been like 10 years since the last season. I have literally no clue what's going on. Third, Ozempic, because the big bad guy, his name is Vecna. Last season, he's got a belly. Okay.
Yeah.
This season, he is slim thick.
He's cut.
He's
yes.
And everyone is talking about it and asking for like his workout routine.
Right.
I think that pretty much covers Stranger Things.
Yeah.
For us. I feel good about the final season now, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.